Good morning, everyone. So stocks are sliding in most major markets this morning around the world after the China economic targets and objectives for 2024 failed to impress investors. Most of the big numbers that came out of there were right in line with expectations, and the government really didn't do anything in terms of incremental stimulus measures. So there's a bit of a sell on the news there. Meanwhile, the country's Kaizen Services PMI fell short, and we saw a CPI print out of Tokyo that ran a bit hot on the headlines. In addition, the Gaza ceasefire talks broke up without a deal in place. There had been hope for one to be enacted by the start of Ramadan, which starts March 10th, but that is looking increasingly unlikely here. On the company-specific front, Apple was hit with another negative iPhone China headline, while AMD was thwarted by Washington from selling a new AI chip into the Chinese market. NIO posted downside and offered some weak guidance, which is just the latest negative data point in the electric vehicle space. And GTLB issued a downbeat outlook. On the opposite end, though, Target is up more than 8.5% in the pre-market here in the United States, and that's helping risk sentiment quite a bit. They beat on the Q4 numbers, and they issued fiscal year 2024 guidance in line with expectations, but they had a surprising improvement in their operating margin, which they're expecting to be somewhere between 5.1 and 5.7% for fiscal year 2024, which is a very good number. That's why you're seeing the stock up 8.5% in the pre-market. So what are we watching for this week? Since monetary easing expectations and AI enthusiasm have really been the main drivers of the surge in U.S. equity prices that we've seen, we think investors should be closely watching the following catalysts this week. On Wednesday and Thursday, Powell's testimony before Congress, that should be important. We have an ECB meeting on Thursday morning, and we have earnings from Avgo on Thursday night. And finally, the U.S. jobs report here for February on Friday morning. That's it for now. Pass it to you guys.
Insignia Financial Group, LLC, comprises a number of operating businesses engaged in the offering of brokerage and advisory products and services in various jurisdictions, principally in Latin America. Brokerage products and services are offered through Insignia International Financial Services, LLC, headquartered in Puerto Rico, and through Insignia Securities, LLC, headquartered in Miami. Both are members of the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, and Securities Investors Protection Corporation, SIPC. Investment advisory products and services are offered through Insignia Advisory Services, LLC, an investment advisor registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission. In Uruguay, advisory services are offered through Insignia International Asesores de Inversión Uruguay, SA, Insignia Asesores de Inversión LATAM, SRL, and Insignia Asesores de Inversión de Uruguay, SRL, in Argentina, and through Insignia Argentina, SAU, and in Chile, through Insignia Asesorías Financieras, SPA. Collectively, these eight operating businesses make up Insignia Financial Group. To learn more about the broker-dealers, including their conflicts of interest and compensation practices, please go to https://insignia.com/disclosures/ or via www.finra.org. To learn about Insignia Advisory Services and any conflicts related to its advisory services, please see its Form ADV and brochure, which can be found at Investment Public Advisor Public Disclosures website, https://advisorinfo.sec.gov